Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who or what ruined your wedding? Because now there's a viral video of a father trying to stop his son from getting married. It is not an act. It's not faked. Watch the whole YouTube video because I'm like, is this for real? Oh, yeah, and you're going to hear the audio.
Okay, you got Elizabeth and Radar. Thanks for hanging out with us today. This is something that you normally see in TV shows.
You see this in TV shows. Does anyone object? Does anyone have something mean to say?
Speak now or forever hold your peace. I got right here. But this really happened in real life.
There is a young bride and groom up there with the officiant about to, you know, say their I do's. And this is when the father speaks up.
I know you're not serious.
Well, you love her. Comfort.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Damn. You're not going to really do this, are you?
Yes, we are. You can go back and sit down. Yes, we are.
No. No. Come on, man, with this. No. This ain't going on.
Wait,
you need to talk. About what? It's nothing to talk about. First of all, she just left you. I'm sorry. I'm talking to my son.
Oh my, I'm talking to myself?
he said, I'm talking to my son.
He's telling her,
like, excuse me, I'm talking to my son. The bride and groom are right up there. That is so awkward. The wedding did happen, but obviously we know that dad's not a fan.
She's telling him, get out. You need to go sit down. I got to get married.
In all my years of DJing weddings, there was one incident where things did get awkward. Nah, there were two. The first wedding I ever did, the groom was so drunk. It was my job to find them for the first dance. No, I'm saying like right after dinner, hammered. And couldn't find where the bride and groom were. And I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, we've got to announce them. Dinner's wrapping up. It's 8 o'clock. We've got the bridal party here. Where are they? Well, I go back down this corner where I hear loud voices. And the bride with her mom are like in the face of the groom who's leaned up against the wall and he's like, what? Why are you mad?
Three sheets to the wind, he's gone.
Yeah, so he left the wedding. And he wasn't there for us.
He wasn't there for the reception.
Everybody else was there. He wasn't there. And then the other awkward moment that happened was when we were told that the best man was not allowed to give a speech. And we didn't know why. And they said, do not give him a mic. The father of the groom will give the best man's speech. Okay, no big deal.
What's wrong with that? Yeah.
And while the father's up there toasting the couple, on the other side of the hall, there's the best man, also drunk, with a mic, who gets on the microphone and says, you know what, Dad? This has always been about Josh or whatever the groom was.
Oh, no.
You've never loved me.
I think the guy's a little bit psycho.
He got the house mic. He went up to like the bartender and said, hey, I need the microphone for the hall.
That's not what he said.
Not our mic.
Give me the microphone.
Okay, who or what ruined your wedding? 414-799-1099.